I'd like to speak to the boys and girls. I brought something along with me this morning. You'll need to have really good eyesight, probably apart from those in the front row. So it's probably not a very fair question. But can anybody guess what this might be? Yes?
Plastic?
No, it's not. Metal it is. Anything else about it? Where do you think it might have come from? Some of it looks a bit like a Christmas tree. You go to Donaghy Garden Centre, you pay a lot of money for one of these next week. They'll paint it green and put wee red spots on it. I'll let you into a secret. It's something that when it was made to be helpful, but became very hurtful. It was made to be helpful, but it became very hurtful. It was made to be nice, but it became very nasty. And it's part of something, obviously. It's not the whole thing. And I think it's fair to say, if I kept you here this afternoon, you wouldn't guess what it is. It's actually part of a bomb. It's part of a bomb. It was a bomb that went off many, many years ago, before all of you were born, in Dungannon, in the square in Dungannon. And the bomb blew up in the square, and this piece of metal actually landed at the door of the church, just as the caretaker was about to walk out through the door. And that's quite a long way away from the square in Dungannon. Now, it didn't start off life as a bomb. Anybody guess what it started off life as? It became something nasty, which is what a bomb is. It became something hurtful, which is what a bomb is. But it started out something helpful and something nice. What do you think that might have been? You're very quiet and shy, but I'm sure you're not this quiet and shy at home. It started out something like that. Probably not exactly like that, because that's a fairly new model of a car. But it started out as a family car. Something nice, something helpful. And the person who owned it, I'm sure they drove the car to work, drove it back home again. And his wife probably went shopping in the car and bought the groceries. And at holiday time, they went on their holidays in the car. And perhaps in the summertime, on a nice sunny day, they went and they had picnics in the car. And the people who made the car, who designed it and who built it, and the people who owned it, they made it and they owned it for a good reason. To bring happiness. To bring joy. To bring pleasure. That's the way it was designed. That's the way it was used originally. But then one day, someone came along, some bad person came along and stole the car. And they put something inside the car that turned it from being something that was nice into something that was nasty. Something that was helpful to something that was hurtful. They put explosives, obviously, in the car. And they turned it into something really nasty. Something that was meant to harm and to bring damage. And it did that. It did a lot of damage in the centre of Dungannon. Thankfully, it didn't do any injury, any harm to anyone. But it brought sadness. It destroyed lives in the sense that their shops and their businesses were all destroyed and damaged. And you know, boys and girls, when you think about that, that's really very like ourselves. We're a bit like that. Because when God made us, because that's who made us, when God made us, he made us to be helpful. He made us to be useful. He made us to love him and to love each other. He made us to enjoy life. But right at the very beginning, along came someone who put something in our life, if you like, that changed all that. And that someone, of course, was the devil. And the thing that he put in our lives is sin. And that sin damages and destroys. And the longer it's in our lives, the more damage and the more destruction it brings. It destroys our lives. We get involved in things like drugs and glue sniffing and stealing and all kinds of things. And then people get hooked on these things, then they have to steal in order to get the money to buy these things, and so they hurt other people when they steal from them. And lives that were meant to be helpful, to be useful, to love God, are the opposite. They become hurtful. And they damage not only their own lives, but other people's lives. This here can never become a car again. The car's completely destroyed. Can't be put back together again. And you know, our lives, when they're filled with sin, we can't put them back together again either. The damage that's done, we can't fix it, no matter how hard we try. But the wonderful news is that the Bible tells us that there is someone who can fix it. And that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died to pay for all the wrong things that we have done. And God says that we come and tell him that we're sorry for those wrong things. We want to stop doing those. We ask him to come into our lives and to take control of our lives. He'll come in and take control and deal with the sin that causes all those wrong things. And help us to live for him and to love him and to love each other and to have lives that are helpful and that are good and happy and serve each other as well as serving him. I wonder, have you ever done that? Ever come and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and to help you to be the kind of person that he wants you to be, to enjoy life the way God wants you to enjoy it? Or is that something, that sin, still in control of your life, making you do things that you shouldn't do, sometimes even that you don't want to do, and spoiling your life? You see, the stuff that the man put in the car was only ever going to damage, to cause damage and to destroy. And sin will only ever damage and destroy. It'll never help you, it'll never bless you. But the Lord Jesus Christ says that he came to give us life and life to the full. And the best time to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life is when you're young, because then you've got your whole life to enjoy all the wonderful blessings that he has to offer you. I trust and pray that if you've never given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, never asked him to come in and take control, that you might do that even today, and that you might know what it is to enjoy his blessing and his help throughout the rest of your life.